This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live in studio tonight on this Thursday. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And Chris, you've got a very, very interesting story about the IRS, that would be the Internal Revenue Service, inadvertently, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, wiping a hard drive that Microsoft demanded in an audit.
IRS. Oh, wait. Wrong.
No, that's the wrong. totally wrong. So tell us about this thing that the IRS did with this hard drive. And when they wiped it, I'm going to ask a similar question that former Secretary of State turned front runner Democratic presidential candidate asked when she was asked about wiping a server. You mean like with a cloth?
No, I think it's something slightly more serious than that. And I just got to say, if there are any IT guys out
with
there,
a Brillo pad,
probably with Pledge.
Actually, if you used a Brillo pad on the server, on the actual platters of the hard drives, that would probably be pretty effective.
That'd be a pretty good wipe. Yeah.
What was it? Lemon Pledge.
My problem is the IRS just seems to have a whole lot of problems once it comes to hard drives. So yeah. We had Lois Lerner and the IRS emails and all that good stuff. So yet here again,
none of which were marked confidential, by the way.
Not of course not. Again, IRS inadvertently wipes hard drives. Microsoft demanded in audit row. Sure, we'd love to help your case against this. Now, where could that disk have gone? The IRS has declined to produce data in a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, battle between itself and Microsoft because the taxmen deleted the information after receiving the information request. Keyword, after. In a filing to the U.S. District Court in Western Washington this month, Uncle Sam's Internal Revenue Service said it would be unable to hand over records from a former agent's hard drive. Why? Because the drive had been accidentally wiped by staff unaware of its connection to the case.
And they did this, again, after, keyword, after the Freedom of Information request was filed. So they didn't accidentally clear it, and then somebody sent a Freedom of Information. Oh, so that's what was on that hard drive marked, right. Do not destroy, confidential, blah, blah, blah.
So I just got to relate this to my own life experiences. And I used to work in IT, and I used to be kind of up there, and we dealt with HIPAA. So we dealt with
HIPAA is the Healthcare Information Patient Privacy Act?
Yes. It's a nightmare. And being an insurance company, we also dealt with lawsuits and things like that. And our legal department had tools available to them that whenever any case came up, it was basically like once they had the go-ahead from the people in charge over at legal, it would start locking down emails, it would lock down servers, it would lock down file servers and things like that, so things could not be deleted. And this is not uncommon in law firms, it's not uncommon in insurance, and in a lot of corporations, yet somehow the IRS keeps deleting hard drives.
So I imagine if you're dealing with the healthcare privacy of the president, that it's got to be a fairly big problem. In fact, I'd call it a hippopotamus of a problem.
So I've got a question for you, Chris, and this is not directly related to the IRS thing, but it is related to something kind of similar, because you said you used to work IT for some sort of thing that was HIPAA compliant. What are your thoughts on digital storage of medical records? Because I know a lot of people are thinking, like this is the greatest thing. And the move to go all digital started probably a decade ago. And so on the one hand, I can understand, you know, like it would certainly free up space. You wouldn't need warehouses of papers.
Paper, sure.
But at the same time, digital saving of information can be corrupted.
Sure. There's a lot of things that can go wrong, but also warehouses can burn down and doctor's offices can catch fire and all your medical records are gone. It's inevitable that our medical records and everything about us is going to become digital. We're never going to go back on that trend. But the question is particularly when someone without my permission seizes those records, as the government likes to do in every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I should, I'm not even going to go there. Yeah, one would think that they would be responsible enough to protect them.
Right.
From bad actors.
Yeah, I
gotta
say,
themselves.
I kind of want to sign up for, and I've wanted to do this for a while, 23andMe. I'm sure you've heard of this. This is the, oh, wow.
The genetic testing. Mark Edge.
Okay.
Did
yeah,
the 23andMe.
Now I
found out that he's part Neanderthal.
Yeah, and you also find out about your proclivities to many, many different genetic-related diseases.
Right.
That and, there are not as many that they let you know about now because the FDA had said, you can't tell people about these certain things.
Yeah.
So now they still tell you about certain stuff.
I actually think that
it's just not
they've actually
as
gotten,
detailed as what they used to give.
But I believe that now they actually, just fairly recently, within the last couple of months, they actually got FDA clearance. So there was a time period where they were able to reopen, and they weren't telling you about a bunch of stuff, and now that I think they're cleared on everything again. Now
I don't know if they're cleared on everything. They're cleared on a lot of stuff, but right. they are, you know, complying with FDA regulation.
But the reason why I bring it up is for the danger. You know, like if you get these records and they're online and they somehow, you know, get a breach or they're shared or made public in any way, then insurance companies can then use it to filter you, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. And then, you know, my thought on, you know, the paper versus the digital is it's a lot harder to make copies of the paper files without somebody catching you.
Sure.
Whereas, you know, files on a computer somewhere, it's real easy to copy, drag over to, you know, someplace. And we'll get back into this IRS story in just a moment, but first, to the phones, to George in Dallas, Texas, wants to talk about Dave in Montana. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, this is George W. Bush. I just wondering, whatever happened to Dave from Montana? He never seems to call. And by the way, Mom loves your show.
Well, tell Babs that we said hi, and I don't know what happened today. I figured you, George W. Bush, as the guy that used to be the commander-in-chief that has connections to the NSA that spies on every man, woman, and child in these United States of America, I figured that you, George W. Bush, would be the one to tell us what happened to Dave in Montana.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm not real smart. I never
can you count to potato?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Can you count to potato?
I don't know what you're talking about. You must be smoking something funny up there in New Hampshire.
I'm sure Dave is.
Hey, where are those two eggheads? Those lovable, adorable guys.
Which lovable, adorable guys?
Well, those two that are usually there.
Mark and Ian?
Thank you very much. George Bush was having a little memory lapse here.
Thursday is Ian's night off, and Mark is still on vacation for about another 24 hours or so.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I got to get going here. You guys take care.
Thank you very much, George.
Thanks for the call.
Be sure to tell your mother that we said hi and tell her I'll see her soon.
Yeah, I do have to say I am missing the good old free talk from Dave.
Yeah, yeah, that would be a Dave in Montana impression.
Leaving off the live. Hey.
So, Mr. Reitman, tell us more about the IRS wiping things and eliminating information.
Well, they just have problems with problem with hard drives.
I wonder if they could, you know, just since they accidentally wipe things all the time, if they could just accidentally go wipe the hard drive that has all of my contact information.
No, more to the point.
Great.
When was the last time you heard about a major screw up that had to do with collecting information on taxpayers?
Right.
Never.
Never. And we'll find out more about this inadvertent wipe of a hard drive at the IRS in just a moment. And of course, your call is 855-450-FREE.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And Chris, we'll get back to your story about the IRS wiping off a hard drive after, keyword here is after, Microsoft filed a Freedom of Information Act request. But before we get back into that story, I want to make sure that I tell you about a place that you can actually come see us do this show live. You can show up to the Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st in beautiful Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. Again, for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, lots of speakers, lots of speeches. Not sure if they're going to have any panels, but I know they're going to have several sort of lunch events that are special. So there's going to be like an entrepreneur's lunch. There's going to be a house finding lunch to where Mark Warden from Team Porcupine Real Estate is going to help you and find you a house. And also, the one of the keynote speakers, none other than Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden, of course, being the hero who is currently in Russia because he is not allowed to return to these United States of America. So Edward Snowden will be joining us in Manchester via satellite connection, most likely some sort of internet relay bouncing all over the planet so that his location remains secret. You know, sort of like the Batcave. Nobody really knows where the Batcave is. Nobody really knows where Edward Snowden is. But you can still see Edward Snowden at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Get your tickets now. And I understand that hotel rooms are running out. They have limited availability. So go nhlibertyforum.com.
All right. Well, again, the IRS still has problems with hard drives. Every time anything involving a hard drive comes up, unless it's storing my tax data, they seem to have an issue. Microsoft asked for the drive as part of a larger request for the records of a number of IRS agents, both current and former, connected to dealings with an outside law firm aiding in a series of audits of Microsoft. The audits in questions were of former agent Samuel. Let me see how I pronounce this. It's M-A-R-U-C-A.
I would say Maruca.
Okay. I was thinking it was America.
America!
Okay. According to the IRS's story, America's hard drive was believed to have been wiped and recycled within 1 month after he left the IRS in August of 2014, as is standard protocol for data not involved in litigation. Shortly after, Microsoft filed a FOIA request for America's records. Believing the data had data to have been wiped, the IRS did not collect the drive, it said. The information was, however, not deleted until April of 2015 in what apparently was an inadvertent blunder.
Whoopsie daisy.
This to me sounds kind of like, remember the movie Office Space? Where there was the guy that said, I'm not getting a paycheck in 6 months. Yeah. And they're like, oh, right, so we fired him, but we never told him that we fired him. So, you know, we fixed the glitch.
We just fixed the glitch.
So, you know, like, oh, we thought we wiped this, but we didn't, so let's go ahead and wipe it. Oh, right, somebody had asked for these in that FOIA request. Oopsie.
Yeah.
We just fixed the glitch.
Unreal. And again, going back to the IRS emails and the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS, again, those hard drives are corrupted. We can't retrieve those emails. The backups aren't any good.
No, IRS employees are corrupted.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with their hard drives. There's something wrong with them. They are thieves, and they're worse than thieves because at least a thief will have the honesty to tell you that he's a thief. These people pretend that they're not thieves. No, we're not stealing your money, but if you don't give us money, we're going to arrest you. Yeah, that's called being a thief. Because if I don't give the mugger my money, he's going to do one of two things. Either he's going to kidnap me and then realize that I don't really have any money on me to give him, or he's just going to shoot me. And that's what the IRS does. They either, you know, kidnap you and realize that you don't have money to give them, or maybe you do and you just don't want to give it to them, but whatever. You know, like, you shouldn't have to give money to thieves. And if you don't give them money and you don't go willingly into their little rape cage, they will kill you.
Yeah, that's how it works. And for that, you can think, and I hate to always say, but this reminds me of a book, but this does remind me. This goes back way before Obama,
so don't even say thanks, Obama.
No, I wasn't going to, but I've been rereading Andrew Napolitano's Theodore and Woodrow, which is a really good book if you want to understand the rise of the progressive movement, which we're still dealing with, and the 16th Amendment, or excuse me, yeah, 16th Amendment, and the IRS and federal taxation is a big part of what they did.
And when you say progressive, you don't necessarily mean Democrat.
No.
Because, like, now when people hear the word progressive, they think, Democrats, Hillary, yeah.
Bernie
Obama,
Sanders,
Bernie.
Yep.
But remember, Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican and a progressive.
Very much so. And he was all about big government. You can go down, you can look at a lot of things that have happened in this country over the last 50, 60 years, and they all have roots directly back to a very, very racist time, in a time when eugenics was being seriously considered in political circles. When
not just seriously considered, but also
actively pursued.
Implemented.
Yeah.
And here's a dirty little secret that I know a bunch of people aren't going to like, especially the people that call themselves conservatives. Adolf Hitler cited the American eugenics program in developing his own.
Right. And Napolitano goes on to say, I mean, the only difference between what the progressives were doing and what the Nazis did was basically that the progressive wanted to make it a little bit more palatable. You can go back to things like Planned Parenthood, and this raises a lot of people's blood pressure, but the ideas that started Planned Parenthood were based on reducing the number of black people in America.
Yeah, you know? Margaret Sanger, she's the woman that founded the organization, and she has said some really incredibly racist things, and then you have presidential candidates like Hillary Clinton saying, I really admire Margaret Sanger and what she stood for.
But it was, I mean, the program is, or when it was originated, was simply to reduce population of certain undesirable to some.
Yeah, it was
races.
A eugenics program that was. You
I'm
know,
just going to go ahead and jump on board with saying that I don't support the statements that either one of you are saying right now. I don't agree.
You don't agree with the fact that I've said
that it's
Hillary
a eugenics
Clinton.
Program? No, the Planned Parenthood was started as a eugenics program? No, I don't.
Yeah.
I believe that it was a program that was in response to low income, and that it's not. You're making the jump to it being a eugenics program. That's what I think.
It was designed. It was designed to limit certain people from being able to reproduce. It was not being, you know,
optional abortion is not being forced.
But true, it wasn't being forced. We'll continue the discussion. 855, 453.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you've got a decent internet connection and a good microphone and headset, you can call us on Skype. Username over there is lrn.fm.
At home, my connection, my internet connection is only indecent.
Yeah, then you should not try calling on Skype if you do not have at least a decent internet connection.
As long as you can keep your voice decent, if you're female and you want to call in indecent, I think it's acceptable.
Or encouraged. No, if,
or encouraged.
If the caller is indecent, that's fine, but the internet connection needs to be good.
Okay.
If you're on, you know, something worse than dial-up, don't try calling us on Skype because you're going to sound worse than if you call us on 210 cans through the toll-free number 855-450.
Hey, sometimes those 10 can antennas can be pretty effective.
So the minimum level is good, which disregards Fairpoint.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And we will go to your calls. And Johnson, you had mentioned females can call in indecently.
No way.
Well, we don't know if Leslie in St. George, Utah is decent or indecent, but Leslie, you are on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just kind of wanted to mention that you know, like, I feel like when you said that, like, police lives matters and all lives matter, I thought that was, like, really awesome of you, because I think sometimes we forget, like, we're all humans, we all, you know, we're born, and all, each of our lives matter. So I thought it was really cool that you said that.
Yeah. Well, no problem. Thank you very much. Anything else on your mind, Leslie?
No, I just really wanted to thank you, because I feel like we forget that sometimes.
All right.
Unless you guys have a topic. I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Thank you very much, Leslie, for calling in. And it's always good to have people call in and, you know, thank us for saying things that they might be thinking and they've not really heard too many people say. So, Chris, let's get back into this article about the IRS accidentally or inadvertently wiping a hard drive, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, inadvertent, that they were supposed to have wound up giving over to Microsoft as part of a Freedom of Information Act request.
Well, fortunately, both sides have been have told the court on Tuesday this week that they are still working, quote, in good faith, unquote, a phrase you don't often hear referred to when you're talking about the IRS.
True.
To find other sources for the requested information. You know, you think that there might be a backup of that stuff, but I remember from the whole Lois Lerner thing that their backups were very unreliable over the IRS, so we probably can't count on that either.
Yeah, they probably, you know, inadvertently wiped all of the backups as well. Whoopsie. And they probably wound up using Hillary Clinton's dust rag that she used to wipe her server.
Probably. The FOIA request is part of a larger legal case between Microsoft and the IRS over the tax authority's decision to audit Microsoft with the aid of David Bowles, former U.S. attorney who made his name leading the landmark antitrust suit against Microsoft in the late 1990s. I remember that. Microsoft's FOIA seeks information regarding the IRS's decision to hire Bowles and other outside attorneys on multi-million dollar contracts rather than use its own staff investigators to audit the company.
Now, that is very interesting, and it's actually something that we here in Keene know a thing or two about government agencies not using their own attorney, but hiring an outside attorney.
Absolutely.
And we don't know exactly how much the city has spent on outside attorneys, but we do know that it was over, I believe, 70,000, 78,000 is what the
80 rings a bell, but
is what the mayor admitted on local radio a couple of weeks ago. And for those of you not familiar with what I'm talking about, the city of Keene, Keene being the city in New Hampshire from which we broadcast, the government for the city of Keene has sued six people known as Robin Hooders, regular co-host or regular host Ian Freeman being among those individuals. And the suit seeks to stop them or cause them to have a buffer zone around the parking enforcers while putting money in parking meters for vehicles that they were not driving in. And it has gone to court three times now and will go to court a fourth time sometime later this year. The cases being first in Superior Court, that was thrown out by the judge. The city appealed. It went to the state Supreme Court. State Supreme Court partially remanded and partially agreed. The part that was remanded went back to Superior Court. That was heard a few months ago. The city lost again, and the city has said that they are appealing again. So it's going back at some point later this year, back to the state Supreme Court. That is, unless the state Supreme Court decides not to hear the case. But in either case, I could wind up seeing, if the city does not win, I could see the city taking this to federal court.
Well, I think you see the same thing in both instances. It's government agencies that are insecure.
Yes.
They are concerned that if they don't win, that, you know, they're not going to look good. And, you know, we're going to peel back the curtains a little bit on what this whole sham's about. And the feds are doing the exact same thing with Microsoft and hiring Bowles, because I mean, he was the guy that was going to take down Microsoft, and a lot of the problems that Microsoft ended up having in Europe and unbundling their operating system from their browser all stem from Bowles' work. So if you've just got this case, which, you know, at the bulk of it, it's a FOIA request, and this case isn't that big a deal, why are you bringing in these legal, not only legal, but, you know, you're almost historic figures?
Bringing in outside attorneys that are connected to the entity that you're using them to go against, and then spending more than $1 million, multi-million dollar contract.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah. So, again, it's unsurprising. You know, there's 50 different ways you can go on this story about the insanity of the antitrust laws and why is Microsoft even in this position, and government agencies that seem to just have a blank check when it comes to seeking expert advice or doing whatever they need to do to get a conviction.
Yeah, and they'll spend as much of your money
right.
going after you as they're able to do.
Yep.
I heard something not too long ago about Dillinger, the mobster Dillinger, that, you know, he robbed some banks and stole, you know, like $50,000 or something, which back in the day was, you know, the equivalent of a lot of money now. And the FBI wound up spending millions of dollars to go after him
right.
for stealing, you know, somewhere in
tens
the thousands of
yeah.
tens of thousands. It might have been hundreds, but, you know, whatever it was, they wound up spending six times as much money to go after him as what he stole.
Right.
But, you know, it's not their money. It's not coming out of the pocket of Lois Lerner or whoever is in charge of the IRS now. It's not coming out of the pocket of whoever's in charge of the FBI.
Or Agent Murica.
It's not coming out of the pocket of Barack Obama. It's not coming out of the pocket of George W. Bush. It's not going to come out of the pocket of whoever winds up getting elected president in November of this year. It's going to come out of your pocket. They're going to steal the money from you and use the money to oppress you because that's what they do. It's what they do. And if you don't believe that that's what they do, or you want to dispute that that's what they do, call in. There's still time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And did you know that you could be convinced that you've committed a non-existent crime in less than 3 hours? I'll tell you about it.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Still time for you and your thoughts. If you call in right now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio tonight on this Thursday is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And I'll tell you momentarily about, apparently you can wind up being convinced in less than 3 hours that you have committed a non-existent crime. But something that you don't have to be convinced of and is very much real and existent is online shopping. People do it all the time. You probably do it all the time.
I think, in fact, if you aren't online shopping, you're committing a crime.
Well, I don't know. If we had more than 3 hours, then we could, you know, try to convince people. We could
certainly convince you of that.
But, you know, we're in the final segment, so we don't have 3 hours to convince people that they're committing a crime by not going to shop.freetalklive.com before they buy things from Amazon.
Just trust us.
Just trust us. It's a good idea. And, you know, it's probably the law somewhere. To start shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
That is a safe bet, too. There is probably a law somewhere.
Somewhere. There might
if
be.
If not, there ought to be a law.
So when you go, before you go to Amazon, whether it be Amazon for the U.S. or for Canada or the U.K. or, you know, pretty much wherever it is that you live, start your shopping adventures at shop.freetalklive.com and then click over to the Amazon that's right for you. You don't wind up spending any more money, but Amazon gives us just a little bit as sort of, you know, a finder's fee, if you will. We have found you, our listener, and you have then gone to buy things from them, and they reward us with a few pennies here and there on what it is that you purchase when you begin your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. So apparently new research
has shown that over the course of just a few hours, innocent adults can be convinced that they have committed a crime in their teenage years, some as serious as assault with a weapon, even if the crime was completely made up. The story comes from Science Alert, and they say that innocent people can be questioned by police in such a way that they end up convincing themselves that they have actually committed a crime. And this belief can be so strong, they sometimes follow that belief with, you guessed it, a false confession. Early last year...
Do these questioning methods involve, like, you know, sitting in the room under bright lights for, like, 72 hours while, you know...
No.
Pummeling them with hot, you know, cold water,
not
showers...
Not 72 hours,
and then...
less than three.
Oh, yeah, three, sorry.
Early last year, a team of lawyers and statisticians published a paper stating that 4.1% of criminal defendants who are sentenced to death in the United States are falsely convicted. To investigate this phenomenon, a study led by psychological scientist Julia Shaw from the University of Bedfordshire in the UK investigated the possible cause and found that if questioned in the right way, or rather the wrong way, if you will, innocent people can fabricate stories in their own minds with so much detail, they can falsely convince themselves that they committed a crime.
I'm just wondering, how did they run this study? I mean, they're just like, well, we know this is pretty unethical, but all right, you guys, this is going to be fun for you. We're going to get a couple of these cops together, and we're just going to pick people up off the streets, and we're going to convince them of a crime within the next 3 hours. Go.
So, Shaw and her colleagues, forensic psychologist Stephen Porter from the University of British Columbia in Canada, started by recruiting 60 university students who had not been involved in any crimes. So they had no criminal record.
Where did they find them?
Yeah.
Really? They're all guilty of perjury.
The researchers then asked their primary caregivers to fill out questionnaires related to specific events that these students could have experienced between the ages of 11 and 14 and were asked to elaborate as much as their memories would permit. These questions were kept a secret from the students. Next, the students were brought into the lab to undergo three 40-minute interviews stretched over a three-week period. During the first interview, the researchers briefly described two events to each student. One that the students had experienced in their teenage years, the details of which were provided by their caregivers, and one experience that was false, meaning it never happened. Half of these false events involved a crime that came to the attention of the police, such as an assault, assault with a weapon, or theft. The other half included a fake dog attack or some other kind of injury, or the loss of a huge sum of money. These events, again, never actually happened.
Well, they're assuming that they never actually happened. What if they were just 50% and they just happened to hit the target?
Right.
Okay, statistically, based on what they knew
right.
of information that they right. received, the events did not happen. Right. Sure, there's a 1 in 375 bazillion chance.
292 million.
Just like the IRS.
One of these things happened.
Best effort. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But based on, as far as the researchers knew, the events never happened, ever.
Right.
So... these events, again, never actually happened, but the researchers peppered their descriptions with enough true details of the student's time as a teenager, such as the name of a friend at that point in their life, to make them sound convincing. The students were asked to explain what happened to them during each of these events. Naturally, they struggled to recall the details of the false events, but were encouraged to keep trying. And the researchers suggested they try various memory strategies to help them, quote-unquote, remember.
Yeah.
During the follow-up interviews, the second and third in the following weeks, the students were again asked to recall what happened during both the true and the false events. As they were describing certain features of their memories, they were asked to state how vivid these memories were and how confident they were that these were the truth. publishing their results in the journal Psychological Science, Sean Porter found that 30 students who were told they'd committed a crime in their teenage years, 21, so 71%, ended up developing a false memory of the event taking place. So 71% of the students who were asked about a false memory involving a crime actually wound up remembering, quote-unquote, remembering right. the non-existent crime. Of the 20 who were told they committed some kind of assault, either with or without a weapon, 11 were to describe in incredible detail their interaction with police on the matter. Again, an event that never happened.
So I was talking to the police. See, yeah, that's the ticket.
76.6% of the 30 students who were fed false stories about their teenage years that weren't of a criminal nature ended up forming false memories about them as well.
Okay. So what I get out of this is, yes, this is how the human mind works. We are suggestible. And what this really calls into question for me is
every guilty confession that's ever been made.
I don't know.
It's not a question about. It's not the question about how our brains work. To me, it's the question about how can you put so much faith into a system where the primary tool is exactly what we're describing. When we investigate any sort of alleged crime, this is what happens. You get questioned, and you go for 45 minutes, and then you're going to take a break, and then we get questioned again.
You know, and this is why. You know, I'd like to see happen with these, this study. I'd like to see a study compare where, you know, that you take the study, there's another study done where it's to see whether or not people will defer to authority and do violence. And there's only
right. so there's
a very small...
Yeah. The experiments... there was the
Milgram experiment.
Yep. There was the Stanford Prison Experiment.
It's the Milgram experiment that I'm talking about because it's the electrocuting people. You know, it's the deferring to authority until you kill someone. And there's only a very small percentage of people that won't defer to authority.
Right.
And I'm betting, I would be willing to bet that if you took the people that would not defer to authority, that percentage of people, from a Milgram-like experiment, right? You separate out that crowd, right? And then run them through this exact same fake memory experiment.
Current ethical standards do not allow a Milgram-type right. experiment to
do that.
Well,
anymore.
Find a country where they do, and then perform the experiment. And
or we just disappear them there for a while.
Just disappear them for a while. Yeah. Perform the experiment. And then my bet would be that these people that come out that do not defer to authority would be the same people who also don't change their past memories based on what an authority is telling them to do.
I disagree.
And I would think that these people should be also, you know, there should be a test to find who these people are and make them the only people that can serve on juries. Because I think that these are going to be the ones that are most immune and inoculated to changing their past memories because they don't defer to authorities telling them what their memories are.
This has been Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
ISIS.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.